Now, back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35 and we're back here at the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And we have with us as our guest on the line, Derek Druschel, the general manager of Joey's Pet Outfitters on Grand River in Williamston. Welcome back to the show, Derek.
Hey, Lee. Well, thanks for having me again.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Derek, one thing I can say is when I go into Joey's, I see lots of great items that I always think about buying. As a matter of fact, I was in getting a light for hanging around my dog's neck at night. And I got to tell you, I love it because when we let the dogs out after dark, boy, we see those lights just darting all over the backyard, and they are really helpful. Yeah. What other kinds of items do you have as gifts that people could use either for stocking stuffers or for under the tree?
Sure. Well, sticking with the light theme there, I got a couple of different lights. The one you've got there is a great one that you can kind of hang on a collar or do a number of things with. I've also got a product called the Beacon from a brand called Roughwear, which is made to clip onto their fantastic outdoor gear, their clothing, their coats and stuff that they make for dogs to stay warm. And their whole MO is clothing and stuff for outdoor active dogs, that need to keep warm while they're in the snow, on hikes, things like that. They make the best backpacks and harnesses I've really ever seen. We carry all their coats. We love them. But their light, their Beacon is a fantastic LED that clips right to the back of their coats, or you can it's got like a key ring on it too, so you could put it on a keychain. You could use it for your own purposes. A lot of these products, you could use them as for yourself or with your dog. A lot of kind of multifunction. We have a great selection of muck boots to keep people warm, keep their own feet warm while they're out with their dogs. The boots for the dogs are great, too. The Roughwear boots are especially fantastic, especially for the dogs that are really running, really hiking. They make liners, essentially a sock to go into those boots to help get in an even more snug fit. A lot of people talk about dog boots that don't really fit very well, don't really stay on, aren't very durable. These are much different. They have a Vibram outsole. If you've ever seen the Five Fingers, the barefoot shoes that you can see at Playmakers that are made for humans, that's the same company.
Wow.
They make those outsoles. So all kinds of different stuff that you can get to keep your dog warm, keep it visible, so you keep it safe, all kinds of neat stuff.
Yeah, when I go in there, I'm just totally amazed at how serious of a dog store that place is. You really have put together the perfect package for anybody that might just have the house dog that's sitting around or might have the most passionate want to do the very best for their dog. And the brand names and listen how the companies that a pet store would never think to carry, and you bring them, right there every day.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. A lot of it's the manufacturers. Roughwear, I keep going back to Roughwear at the moment, but West Paw Design makes a lot of great toys, clothing, and beds. A lot of these companies make their stuff in the USA, and they're small companies just like we are that have the same kind of passion for dogs and cats and stuff to really make the best things they can. Speaking of the lights again, if you got a fetcher, we've actually just got some frisbees and some balls that light up themselves. We've always had some glow in the dark balls and things like that you can kind of charge underneath some light and bring them out and they'll glow. But we've got ones now that you can even actually flip on an LED light on them and they'll light up a light up frisbee and a light up ball and stuff. So it's pretty cool. And I know a lot of people, especially this time of year when it's dark at 5 o'clock and you still need to get some playtime in with your dog, you can see the stuff outside anyway, even if you're in the dark. So,
well, that's a fascinating concept, and I'm thinking of one Australian Shepherd in particular that would probably go crazy over one of those glow-in-the-dark frisbees, no doubt about it. Derek, one of the things that you guys do a lot of is the sell of a lot of different brands of foods. If someone wanted to pick up something where they wanted to give a gift of food for someone, they know that how expensive over time, because you have to constantly get more food for the dog. Is there anything like that that people could pick up where they can feed your dog for a couple of months or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. If you wanted to, come in and pick a food. I guess it's not the most common gift idea for folks, but you know, to pick a food for your friend, you could certainly do that. I mean, you know, a big deal at Joey's is getting people foods that they've not traditionally been exposed to by, you know, large advertisers or large, you know, some of the more traditional food manufacturers. We don't usually carry those foods. So maybe if you're somebody that's feeding a more quality product than some of your friends and you want to say, hey, you know, this is something that you should feed your dog, it's done great for mine, certainly you could pick that out yourself. But you can always get a gift card too.
Yeah, that's something. What I was
so,
thinking.
You know, you can always just pick up a gift card and say, here, you know, take this out to Joey's and get set up.
A little easier on your back too.
Yeah, right. we'll carry it out for you.
Oh, okay.
If my staff doesn't carry it out for you, then I'm kind of upset.
Okay. So. We don't want to get too upset either.
Derek, let me ask you this question. In terms of the electronic collars, you've got those available. Is that something that you would recommend for a gift, or how about things like that?
Well, a remote collar is a fantastic training tool when in the hands of a professional or, you know, someone with some training. If someone wanted to give a remote collar as a gift, I mean, it'd be a great idea. Insofar as they, I would highly recommend they at least put this a DVD along in that gift package if they buy that DVD with it. It's a great DVD by a world-renowned professional in e-collar training that shows people how to use them to prevent some of the issues that can be had with remote collars. You know, and remote collars are being banned in Europe and Australia and places like that, and they really shouldn't be, because if they were used correctly, they're a wonderful tool. But of course, we also have our professional trainer who one of her specialties is remote collar training. She learned from the person that's on this DVD. She's worked with her many times and trained with her, and you know, they're colleagues and friends. And you know, perhaps the best thing is to buy a training package for them, or buy a gift card toward a training package.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the gift cards, because we've gone in that direction a lot. When it comes to the gift cards, is there any increments that people are locked into, or can they get them for any amount?
No, whatever amount you want. The gift card is completely customizable. You know, you just tell us what you want to put on it, and we put it on there, and comes in a nice little envelope that you can, you know, you can wrap however you would like. But, you know, when you open it up, it's, you know, you've got something there to hold it. It's a nice classy envelope, or you can write something down instead of just handing you a card, too. So
I happen to drive right in front of you just almost every day, and
sure.
I'm thinking that there's a number of dog owners that do that as well. Stocking stuffers have to be a... you've got to have some good stuff that they can just come in and grab quickly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you can always buy just a bag of treats or something like that. But, you know, we got Santa hats. I mean, you can put reindeer antlers on your dog. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of different things that are either functional or fun. You know, a great thing is, you know, you could obviously you could buy a leash and collar. But another thing you can do is, you know, we have these leather collars that you can put the charms on. And, you know, you can buy the charms, you know, buy the, like the letters. You could, you know, if your dog is named Sparky, you can buy the S, the P, the A, the R, the K, and the Y, and buy a couple little paw charms and some crystal things that go with it, too. They're a beautiful crystal, all these little charms, and you can slide them on and customize the collar however you want. So you could create a really nice custom gift for a friend of yours or for your own dog, obviously. You know, the beauty of this, you know, this game that we're in, I guess, is that... you know, people come in shopping for their own dogs, and you know they still get that feeling of giving, but also they're kind of getting something for themselves, and they're kind of having fun with it. So we see people all the time that are shopping for themselves and shopping for their friends, you know, and getting things for their puppies, sweaters, all sorts of things. We have T-shirts and hats for people, you know, things like that. So there's human clothing too that you know kind of expresses our feelings about dogs. I got one that says, you know, dirty dogs have more fun, you know, for just kind of a fun slogan. Kind of a fun slogan on, I think I've got it in both T-shirt and hat, but, yeah, you know, right. Some pretty cool stuff like that. Some of them are organic cotton, others are not, but all kinds of different things.
Yeah, and I know that when someone walks in there, it's just the tempo. You're there near Williamston, everything's calm, you can come in, you have very smart, knowledgeable staff there, able to answer questions. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, I like my staff a lot. I mean, you know, we try to stay on top of that, you know, to make sure that they can always help people get their questions answered and get where they need to go, solve the problems they need to solve. Because without that, you know, the products don't you know, don't mean near as much without the knowledge to go behind them, how to use them, what you're doing. You know, obviously the greatest example of that would be like the e-collar. You know, people buy e-collars all the time and they spend $150, $250. I've seen $500 e-collars. And when not used properly, you're really throwing a lot of money down the drain. Right. The investment is produces such a wonderful return in the relationship with your pet when used correctly. You know, we have a puppy preschool that's only $99. You know, somebody can come in with a puppy of 8 to 16 weeks old, get all the tools they need from our professional, Tanya, to really get a puppy off on the right foot. It's the most impressionable time in a puppy's life, the time where they really need to be exposed to a lot of different stimuli and get socialized and things like that, and also to help the owner understand what they need to do to keep the puppy healthy, how to establish a grooming routine.
Derek, we're running out of time. I want to thank you for coming on the show this morning. It's been an interesting discussion. I especially love the concept of Pandora for dogs. I think that's absolutely amazing. We've been talking this morning with Derek Druschel, the general manager of Joey's Pet Outfitters. And Rick, in the next segment, we're going to continue the conversation about great Christmas gifts here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.